Happy Sunday, everybody, and welcome to week two of the Matchup Maximizer podcast presented by Keeping Carlson, where I, Elon Dubrovsky, take a look at the NHL schedule for the upcoming week to help come up with streamers for your head-to-head leagues so that you could dominate those weeks. The whole idea here is we're trying to maximize our games played. The volume is going to help in a points league. Obviously, you want to get some good players, but no point adding a good player that's going to end up on your bench if you add a guy who just plays on the busy days. So that's what we're here for today. Hope you had a great first week. My Kakupful matchup is looking like I should probably win, even though a lot of my players disappointed. I guess I had some matchup luck here, the exact opposite of what happened to me last season. It's not over yet. Definitely wouldn't mind if Leon Draisaitl could maybe get going a little bit. He did score a goal today on one shot. Probably not the output that I was expecting from a sixth overall pick, but okay, we've got time. He's got a Sunday game anyways. But enough about me. Let's talk about you. You're looking at your matchups, and you're looking now at week three final. A normal week for us. We don't have these prog games and then days off and like some teams playing once and other teams playing. Okay, we don't have to worry about that. It's like a normal fantasy week, and it's got all the trademarks of a normal week. We've got light days on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. We've got Saturday as the busiest day. We've got Tuesday as like right in the middle. Tuesday's got 18 teams playing, and then Thursday 22 teams playing. So it is possible that you might be able to fit in someone playing on any day except for Saturday, where there's 26 teams playing. So it makes it a little tricky here to decide like what to consider a good or bad schedule, because it really, again, is going to depend on your roster. So before you even go any further, go set your lineup for next week for the league that you care about, and then like check to see which days you have availabilities on and specifically for which positions, so we're not wasting our time here. But there are two teams that you are for sure going to be able to fit in four games from. And those are the four teams playing on only light days, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. And those are the Colorado Avalanche and the Pittsburgh Penguins. That's the good news. Those are the teams you're going to want to target. The bad news is I just don't know who to target on these teams that's going to be like available to you that will be interesting. Like, let's take a look at the Pittsburgh Penguins. They just lost to the Leafs 4-2 today. I'm recording this Sunday, like super late. Saturday super late, Sunday super early, depending on how you look at it. It's around 1 a.m. here. My wife and daughter are out of town for a few days, believe it or not. So I'm like, I could stay up as late as I want and then sleep in as late as I want. It's wild. So yeah, I'm excited. Tomorrow I'm going to get up and prep the Keeping Carlson show, like, I don't know, all day. Maybe it might be my best show ever, potentially. So stay tuned for that. Make sure you're subscribed. But okay, what was I talking about? Oh yeah, Pittsburgh lost to Toronto. They had Brian Rust back in the lineup. If you look at what the top six was, you had Crosby with Rust and then Anthony Beauvillier. So you think that's good. And Beauvillier actually scored two goals in the second game of the season. Today, no goals and only one shot. So, I don't know. He also had seven shots in his first game of the season against the Rangers when the Penguins got destroyed 6-0. So, yeah, Beauvillier, like, you know, it's like I know that I should say go for Beauvillier because he's on the top line. He's had a decent start to the season aside from this last game against the Leafs. But I don't feel it. And then you look at the second line, Malkin, Raquel, Bunting. Like, sure, if you can get a Raquel or a Bunting, that would be great. It depends how deep your league is, of course. But aside from that, yeah, I guess you can go for Anthony Beauvillier. Pittsburgh might change up their lines. You definitely want to maybe wait. Like, you don't need to get up at 3 a.m. to be adding Anthony Beauvillier, right? So maybe wait for the line combinations to come out from the Pittsburgh practices on Monday morning. You know, check out gamedaytweets.com. Go to the lines page. You know, I added a power play button on there now, so you can look just at specifically power play lines. But for this, no chance you're going to be getting Anthony Beauvillier in a good spot. Yeah, if he's playing with Crosby and Rust, I guess that's pretty good. So I guess you grab him. As far as the power play, by the way, they've been rolling two defensemen. It was Malkin, Crosby, Rust, and then Carlson and Letang. So even your Buntings and your Raquels aren't like especially interesting. But at the end of the day, yeah, Pittsburgh does play Montreal, Buffalo, Carolina, and then Winnipeg in those four games, all on off days. So Nothing too great here. Okay, let's take a look at the Colorado Avalanche, see if we could do a little better. The thing with Colorado, of course, is so many injuries. They already, you know, have been dealing with Nichushkin being out for another month and a bit. Of course, we have Landeskog, who is injured, and who knows when he'll come back. And now Jonathan Drouin is hurt. He's apparently, what was the latest thing? He's dealing with an upper body injury. He's going to miss the next few games. So I wouldn't bank on him for this next four-game week, which has, and Lekkonen is hurt also, right? So, okay, so who was on, by the way, Colorado, one person that you probably don't want to stream is a Colorado goalie, the way that's been going. Man, Georgiev stunk today, and then Anunin came in, and he also did very poorly. Maybe Anunin, you know, like, could like be better if he gets to actually start a game. It's only been two games, right? But Colorado's lost 8-4 to Vegas and then 6-4 to Columbus today. So not a good start at all for the Avs, goaltending wise, but still that's 8 goals scored overall. So there are some points to go around and there's some pretty premium spots on the roster, specifically on that top power play. Obviously McKinnon, Rantanen, Makar. But after that, with Drouin out, there's Casey Mittelstadt, who might be available to you. He's not like super widely rostered, and Mittelstadt has had a decent start to the year, right? He's played in these two games. He has 2 goals. So there you go. He had 1 goal in each game, 3 shots and 2 shots in those 2 games. So, hey, the goal today, by the way, was on the top power play. It was a power play goal. So, yeah, definitely if you can get Casey Mittelstadt for a 4-game all-off day schedule playing on the top power play, go for that. If you can't get him, I guess your next best option is you take a look at Ross Colton, who also got on the top power play. And he's, you know, also been okay. He has a goal and an assist in his 2 games. That was just today, actually, against Columbus. 1 goal, 1 assist, 3 shots, 2 hits, a block. Like, again, this is the kind of situation where I'm not, like, super stoked about Ross Colton. But like Beauvillier, he's in a decent spot. And it was a power play assist, by the way, today. So he's, like, you know, up in a, like, a better spot, I'd say, than Beauvillier. So I think I'd have even Ross Colton over him. At even strength, Colton's playing with Mittelstadt and Callum Ritchie, which I guess is the second line. This is not a deep-looking team right now. Man, they're not getting goaltending. Like, this Avs team is going to have some trouble before they get these reinforcements, unless they could get some goaltending. This could be one of their worst starts for a long time. Like, I'm not seeing so many, like, reasons to be especially excited. So, yeah, I guess those are your options that you maybe want to look at. So, once again, you've got Mittelstadt and Ross Colton. I'm going to stop saying Beauvillier. I'm done saying Anthony Beauvillier, actually, for the rest of the episode, okay? So, those are your, like, best options for a guaranteed 4 games. You might be able, though, like I said, to get 4 games from another team. The other teams that are playing 4 times are Florida, LA, New Jersey, and San Jose. And definitely the 2 that I'm going to hone in on here are going to be San Jose and LA, because they don't play on the busy Saturday. LA goes Monday, Wednesday, then Thursday, Sunday. So that's 3 off-day games. Plus, like I said, Thursday's not super busy. 22 teams playing. So if you can fit a Thursday guy, then all of a sudden, forget about those Colorado. Well, if you get Mittelstadt, go for him. But forget about those Colorado and Pittsburgh guys, because here's just as equally good of a schedule, maybe even better. I also love when you can get 3 games by Thursday. Day, and then potentially you don't even have to hold for that Sunday game. Maybe you drop someone playing Friday, you know, you churn that spot a little bit, get the most out of it. San Jose goes Tuesday, Thursday, and then Friday, Sunday. So 3 games by Friday, not as good, but still pretty good, assuming you can fit the Tuesday, Thursday. And then, yeah, you get the Sunday if you want to hold through the rest of the week. And there are some interesting players on San Jose and LA. So I'm much more excited to talk about those teams. And I will in just a sec after a quick break. The quest for the Stanley Cup starts now. The puck's dropping on the 24-25 season. Get in on all the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. It's super easy for first-timers to get started. Try betting on something simple like picking a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, place your first bet. I always like looking at the year-end awards to see if there's any interesting lines out. Austin Matthews, still the favorite, plus 145. He hasn't scored a goal yet in 3 games. Maybe that's going to open the door for someone else. Currently leading the NHL in goals as I record this on Sunday morning is Dylan Genther with 4. What's he at? Plus 10,000. So yeah, definitely 2 different types of betting options for you depending on how you want to play. And hey, if you're new to DraftKings, listen up. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code THPN. That's code THPN for new customers to get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/ice.
You know it, I know it. Going to a hockey game is the best. There is nothing like being there live, seeing your team score a goal. I mean, or if you're like me and you're like obsessed with fantasy, you're like, oh, excited that you see some random guy get a block that you happen to have added and you're getting an extra 0.5 points. Whatever it is that you're looking for, it's just a blast seeing it live with all the fans. And of course, to go to a game, you got to get tickets. And guess what? I'm going to help you out with that because we've got a sponsor for this week's episode of Keeping Carlson. Those are our friends over at Game Time. And Game Time has tickets for all events, not just sports, concerts, shows. I'm seeing that Oasis is touring. That's crazy. If you want to go see Oasis, you should use Game Time. They have a feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play or bands from the 90s. Game Time Picks lets you see them live even easier because Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Another feature on Game Time that I think is really cool, they have last minute deals on tickets right up to the start of the event and even an hour after it starts. So if it's looking a little bit expensive, you can just wait, you know, maybe you live nearby and then you say, oh, okay, all right, I'm in. Let's get over there. Could make for a pretty fun night, okay? Or a fun story. Nevertheless, take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code THPN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code THPN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. Welcome back to the Matchup Maximizer. I'm very excited to be talking to you now about these next two teams with great schedules. I probably should have started the show with LA and with San Jose, but you know, you gotta go with the four guaranteed off day games. But like I said, check your schedule because LA has got a ton of players that you very likely will be able to fit onto your roster. Like, yeah, you're not going to be able to stream in a Kempe, Fiala, Kopitar, Byfield, like Trevor Moore. You know what? I'm seeing Trevor Moore is 66% rostered on Yahoo. I'm going to have to ask Brian, like on the Sunday Mega Show, like we need to start respecting Trevor Moore more on the podcast. Clearly, the public at large is respecting Trevor Moore. He just scored a goal and had seven shots in the 2-1 loss to Boston today. So I can't even be like, like if you can do it, but clearly you can't. Clearly he's rostered everywhere. So I got to stop thinking of him as like a, you know, medium guy. So, okay. Lesson learned. That's really high roster percentage. Good for him. Good for Trevor Moore. He had a great year last year, of course. And you know what? Trevor Moore's been on a line with Phil Deneau and Tanner Jeannot. So if you're excited about Trevor Moore, you're bummed you don't have him, why not grab the two players who he's playing with? Because those guys are probably available to you for this great schedule. Deneau has an assist so far this season in two games. He got an assist today versus Boston. And Tanner Jeannot has nothing. He doesn't have any points. He has four hits. That's what he does. Four hits in two games. It's not even that much for him. So unless you're in a bangers categories league and you just want to get some hits, I guess in four games, you should hope for at least eight hits, if not more. But yeah, Phil Deneau is always a guy who's pretty reasonable as a stream. He gets a little bit of power play time, usually power play two. I'll cover for you quickly what the power plays were. So in this game against Boston, it was Kopitar, Fiala, Kempe, and still Alex Laferriere up there. You know I'm going to mention him. And then Brant Clark on defense, who's been a little like disappointing. You know, a lot of people were really excited about Brant Clark as someone to grab late in drafts or in free agency right away when the Drew Doughty injury came out. Clark, pointless in two games, only one shot, five blocks is okay. But yeah, he's done nothing. But that might mean that the person who drafted him will drop him because he's frustrated. And that's an opportunity, right, for you to jump in and see if it's you can get the top power play on the Kings on a week where they have a really great schedule. And like I said, they go Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. If Brant Clark still does nothing by the end of Thursday, fine. You know, then drop him, get someone else for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So you're not even like giving up too much time with this dead weight on your roster. And obviously the upside is high. So I'm not saying I'm like super confident that Brent Clark's going to do much different, but you'd think at least a couple power play assists are like possibilities. Would love to see him take a few more shots. It's also possible that Jordan Spence could end up just taking his spot. So yeah, Brent Clark is someone to take a look at, especially if you need defense, right? Otherwise, there might be some more exciting options, including the guy, the aforementioned Alex Laferriere. He had an assist in the first game of the season in 3-1 win over Buffalo, assisting on one of Kopitar's hat trick goals. And today, no points, but he took 5 shots. I like that. Okay, if he keeps taking 5 shots every game, Laferriere is going to start scoring, and you are going to start benefiting. So yeah, if he's still out there, what more can you ask for? Top line with Kopitar and Kempe, top power play. Again, like it is, I still think it's weird that Byfield's not on the top power play. So I do wonder if that's going to change any day now, and maybe after a loss, though it is like a loss to the Bruins by one goal. So maybe it's not the kind of thing where you're going to go too crazy about it. I'm seeing, for what it's worth, on frozen pools that the power play had 8 shots for and 1 shot against for LA, that top power play. So, you know, it's not as if they did badly. So Laferriere will probably be there at least to start the week. So yeah, I would definitely give him a shot. And he would definitely be my top streamer of the week if you can fit all 4 games. That's just a really good situation for Laferriere. And then if you can't get him, then like I mentioned, Phil Deneau playing with Trevor Moore and Janot is good. And then Quinton Byfield you can't get, but he's been playing on a line with Fiala and Warren Fogle. So obviously you can't get Fiala. Maybe you're taking a look at a Warren Fogle who, you know, hasn't had a great start to the season. No points in the 2 games, but 7 shots. If he takes 7 shots every couple games, like I said, there's going to be some goals. Generally, shots eventually turn to goals. Plus, you get some fantasy points even for the shots, even if they don't go in. So, yeah, to recap your LA potential streamers, it's Laferriere on top. Then give me Deneau. Then give me Warren Fogle. Go Janot for hits. Go Brent Clark or Jordan Spence if you want to take like a shot on a defense. I guess if Brent Clark might be the second after Laferriere, just because I'm a sucker for a guy on the top power play, but I really would like to see some shots. That's a big risk-reward kind of pick. I think Laferriere is a more safe option. Of course, defense versus forward is a little bit apples and oranges. Obviously, you have to see if you can fit the person into your lineup. Okay, that is the LA Kings. Let's go over to the San Jose Sharks, who, like I said, play on Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. The Tuesday game is against Dallas. They might not score a lot there. The Friday game is against Winnipeg. They might not score a lot there. But then the Thursday and Sunday, those are Chicago and Colorado. And as we've seen, those are teams that could let in quite a few goals. So you could definitely get a hit here from the Sharks. And this is a team where there's going to be a lot of guys potentially available for you. Unfortunately, Macklin Celebrini is injured, which definitely decreases a lot of the value from a lot of the players on the team, because he was a guy that seemed like he's going to be exciting to have exposure to, especially, you know, he had that first game of the year. 1 goal, 1 assist against St. Louis. Just finished the game today against Anaheim. And San Jose did not score any goals. A 2-0 shutout to the Ducks. Lucas Dostal is very good, clearly. If you could get Dostal, by the way, I don't care about the schedule. Just go grab him. He's like so incredible. And believe it or not, it was Vitek Vanacek in for the Sharks. So I'll talk to Brian and see if he has any time for Vitek Vanacek as someone to consider in fantasy. But probably not. But definitely Dostal. Go get him. But okay, as far as Sharks players to stream, okay, who's likely available to you? I would guess potentially anyone aside from Celebrini and Toffoli. And I personally really like Mikael Granlund. I think that he is someone that shouldn't be available to you. If he is, especially with Celebrini out, I think he's the top guy over on the team. He had 5 shots today, just like Laferriere. So again, like nothing went in. The team got shut out, but I like those. And then in the first game, he had 4 shots plus an assist. And Granlund, if you recall, had this great year last year, had like a 70-point pace when it was all said and done. So if you can get Granlund for this good schedule, he might turn into a hold for you long term. So why not? The other clear name to look at is Jake Walman. And I feel like people in serious leagues aren't going to have Jake Walman available because defense is generally hard to come by. He had 7 blocks in that first game against St. Louis. No blocks today. It's weird how you go from like 7 to 0, but I guess Anaheim and St. Louis play differently. But 3 shots today against the Ducks. Obviously no points, but Walman, he did have an assist in the first game. So if you can get either of those guys, those are good streams that can potentially even turn into holds. I also like Fabian Zetterlund. He scored a goal in the first game of the year, has 5 shots overall. Let me look at the lines just to give you the specifics of who's playing with who, though that could obviously change after a game where you got shut out. But yeah, today the Sharks were rolling Granlund with Eklund and Toffoli. So I guess Eklund is clearly the other guy that I need to mention, right? I've already mentioned most of the people on the top power play. The top power play was Toffoli, Granlund, Zetterlund, Wallman, and William Eklund. So yeah, there's your last guy you might want to go for. And Eklund is not rostered in too many leagues, 12% of leagues. Same as Jake Wallman, actually, and Zetterlund's 9%. So yeah, get anyone on that top power play right now. Someone's going to get bumped, obviously, when Celebrini comes back. But until then, Eklund had an assist in the first game. He's been playing huge minutes. He played 24 minutes and 17 seconds in today's game against the Ducks and had three shots. So you'd think eventually something might go in for him. So yeah, between the Kings and the Sharks, there's some potentially really exciting options. I guess if I were to order them, I feel like I don't... Okay, like Granlund is going to be my top, but he honestly shouldn't be available. In Kakupfel leagues, he's rostered all over. That's the big difference between Kakupfel, the Keeping Carlson Ultimate Patriot Fantasy League, and then standard leagues, which might be shallower, might have people that aren't like as much like in the know, not to be all elitist here. But yeah, but Granlund for sure would be my top. Along with Jake Wallman, who is, you know, especially if your league counts blocks, he should be gone. You're going to want to have a top power play defenseman for sure, even though I don't feel the same about Brandt Clark, like I said, in a one-year league. But yeah, I'd say Granlund and Wallman you for sure want. Then Laferriere would be like my next tier. And then Zetterlund and Eklund, I'd kind of put them together. And then maybe your Phil Deneau and your Warren Fogles would sort of round out that list. And they can go along with... Oh, Casey Mittelstadt will be right up there. Below the Granlund and Wallman, but like with the Laferriere, I would say Mittelstadt is in a similar spot there. So that sort of rounds out my streamer recommendations for the week of teams that you're going to guaranteed to get four games from. And I guess again for LA and for San Jose, you might not be guaranteed because it depends on if you have room on the Tuesday and Thursday, which is that are like 18 and 22 teams playing. But if you could get those four games, those would be the top options. I'll finish up with three more teams whose schedules catch my interest. First of all, there's those two teams I mentioned that also have four games in the week. So that's New Jersey and Florida. Florida goes Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So you're definitely going to fit in the Monday game. If you could also fit in the Tuesday, forget about Thursday, Saturday, right? That's a pretty sweet start to the week if you could just stream in someone who's playing Monday, Tuesday, and then you could always reassess after that. New Jersey has the same schedule, by the way, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So yeah, there's a lot of good streaming options for you this week. And if we take a look at Florida, Barkov is out. So you would think that a guy that gets a lot of value would be Anton Lundell, who now becomes a center in the top six. He was playing on a line today for the loss against Buffalo. And to be fair, Matthew Tkachuk was also out of the lineup today. But yeah, so it was Lundell, Reinhardt, and Lusterainen on the top line. And then Bennett was playing with Rodriguez and Carter Verhaeghe. And then the top power play was Reinhardt, Bennett, Rodriguez, Verhaeghe, and Adam Boqvist, who's kind of like a Brandt Clark, and that he barely played. He played like 10 minutes in this game. And he was on the top power play, and you know, he didn't have anything to show for it. I see that the power play itself scored a goal, and Boqvist was on the ice. So maybe, you know, if that happens more often, the IPP should indicate that he'll get a point eventually. But yeah, you're not seeing much else from Boqvist. But hey, I mean, for a Monday, Tuesday, I'd take a shot. Again, maybe the power play will be more exciting to have him there along with a Matthew Tkachuk, at least, if not like Tkachuk and Barkov, of course. But yeah, take a look at Anton Lundell. And also, by the way, take a look at Evan Rodriguez, who's probably even better because, like I said, I'm a sucker for power play. And Rodriguez had a goal and assist in that first game of the year versus Boston. In this game versus Buffalo, Rodriguez had an assist and he took five shots on goal, which I really like. And if you take a look at Anton Lundell, his stat line a little different. He had an assist in that first game, had five shots, the next game four shots, and then today only one shot and two hits, no points. So not as exciting, and yeah, not top power play. So yeah, give me Evan Rodriguez. If you can get him for a two-game stream to start the week while he's on the top power play, though that could eventually change. Matthew Tkachuk might be back, right? So I'm going to look at Rodriguez and Lundell as having like similar deployment, which is like top six, but not power play. You know what? I kind of like Lundell. I have a gut feeling on Lundell, but I think it's probably a coin flip between the two of those guys. And then, like I said, same with Brandt Clark. If you need D, go for Adam Boqvist. Maybe I'd even prefer Boqvist just because it seems like they plan to give him a shot on the power play for a long time. And Florida has shown themselves to be a team where a top power play defenseman can be super valuable. It's just a matter of him seizing the moment. In this game also was a little weird because Florida was playing with seven defensemen. So Boakvist had less opportunity to have even strength time. So maybe for a more normal situation, because this had to do with Kachuk being out of the lineup. And, you could only call it whatever. Whatever they decide to do, it's not going to be a normal situation. So yeah, take Adam Boakvist if you still can, because he's a top power play. Yeah, like I've said, okay, broken record here. The other team I said is the New Jersey Devils. New Jersey is coming off a 5-3 win today versus the Washington Capitals to bring their record to 3-1. So obviously things are going pretty well over in New Jersey. Their lines today had Jack Hughes with Bratt and Timo Meier, so you're obviously not going to get any of them. And then Nico Hischier with Tatar and Dawson Mercer. So those are probably the guys that you're going to want to take a look at. Though if you look at just total points on the year, Paul Cotter is, he's going. He keeps on going. He had a goal and assist in the first game versus Buffalo. Then he had a goal in the second game. I kind of scoffed at it on the Mega Show last week and be like, I'm going to recommend Paul Cotter. Ha, ha, ha. Today, two goals against Washington and four shots. So it's a super crazy stat line. Four goals now on eight shots. So he's obviously not going to maintain a 50% shooting percentage. Paul Cotter's playing in the bottom six. So yeah, I'm going to, I guess, scoff again, but I guess at my own risk. This line of Cotter, Nason, and Haula might be a decent source of secondary scoring. So if it's a deeper league and you can't get a guy on the first or second line, for the Monday, Tuesday stream, maybe you just want to grab one of these people between Cotter, Nason, and Haula and hope that the good luck continues. But yeah, definitely I would prefer someone in the top six. Tomáš Tatar had a slow start to the year, but had a goal and an assist in this game versus Washington today, along with four shots on goal. And Dawson Mercer also got on the score sheet, scoring a goal only on one shot. I maybe would be tempted to just go with a Paul Cotter, who also throws some hits, maybe. So if that helps you out in a multi-category league. But, okay. Look, I'm just giving you information. You decide what you want to do. Mercer and Tatar are they might give you nothing or they might give you a point. Probably more likely to give you a point than one of the third liners, but, less likely to give you those peripherals. I like someone playing with Nico Hischier. He's a really good player. The teams that New Jersey are playing are Utah and Carolina. So we did see that potentially Utah could let in a lot of goals, considering they had this game, 6-5 against the Rangers today. I'm guessing Vejmelka will go, and I've always been a Vejmelka fan, but probably New Jersey will be able to score some goals in that game. I guess the other thing about a back-to-back to start the week is you can look at a goalie, right? So if New Jersey and Florida are both playing Monday, Tuesday, that's a good opportunity to potentially get Spencer Knight in for Florida or Jake Allen in for New Jersey. So take a look. If you want to do a goalie stream, you can grab one of those goalies. But okay, I think with that, I've blabbed enough. I'm seeing I'm about 25 minutes into this thing. That's not even with the ads inserted. So I will bid you adieu. I'm going to be back on this microphone tomorrow for the Mega Show with Brian. In the meantime, good luck with your streaming if you're going for someone on a Sunday. And by the way, kudos to anyone who still has moves left because, our week started, if you're playing on Yahoo, way back last Friday, I wasn't able to hold out and not use my four moves in over a week. Come on, I was so excited to get playing here. So I'm really excited for Monday to start playing again. But if you have moves, then yeah, you can get a leg up on all the people that are going to have to wait till Monday morning to start streaming in these players I've talked about on this episode. So lucky for you, okay? But have a good time. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back at you, like I said, with the Mega Show. Make sure you're subscribed to Keeping Carlson to get this, Short Shifts, Mega Shows, all the stuff we throw at you. You're going to get it if you're subscribed. Podcasts are great. Because you don't even have to, it just auto downloads. And then you wake up one day and you're like, oh, there's an episode. Beautiful. Okay. So check it out. Keeping Carlson. Thanks for listening. See ya.